Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the second week of Easter, and from the United States we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Fear and Hope.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had grown dark, and Jesus had not come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. And when they rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they began to be afraid. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. The Gospel of the Lord. Aren't we often in the dark as to how and why things happen as they do? Storms can erupt inside us, and it seems like God is nowhere to be found, even though you know better, even if it is something good that stirs it all up. Today's gospel happens after the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus goes to the mountain to avoid people who want to make him king, and the disciples, pondering what happened, go to the boats, perhaps fending off questions of, was Jesus with them? How did he do that? It is scary to have people want to make him king. Who is Jesus? What is their place in his life? Is he the Christ? What's going to happen? The disciples wait for a while and then go off in the boat to go home to Capernaum. They leave Jesus behind. Aren't there times in our confusion that we leave God behind and it stirs up storms within? We think we can do it on our own. Yet Jesus came to the disciples and said, "Do not be afraid." Yet they couldn't let him into the boat. Sometimes in our angst, we cannot believe or allow Jesus to come into our lives. Some people are paralyzed by illness, tornadoes, floods, or hunger. Where to find home as storms rage? Today, can we trust that God will be with us in our future, no matter how hard it is? God will bring us home as sure as the boat ended in Capernaum. Jesus will meet us in the people who come to assist us and care for us. Jesus will be there, even if we are alone and feeling abandoned. What are you afraid of? How are you called to allow Jesus to free you from fear and bring you home to yourself in God?